like pharmaceuticals, according to label directions, they can be safely used. And that's where the 350 experts that work at Health Canada and the Pest Management Regulatory Agency come into play. That's all they do every day of the week. And I hear what Catherine is saying about these other groups, but and their view on pesticides. But the reality is, when it comes to cancer, the Pest Management Regulatory Agency has weighed in on this. They look at all these studies. They require exhaustive numbers of studies to make sure that when pesticides are used properly and according to label direction, that there is no unacceptable risk of cancer or for that many any other health impact.
Shouldn't it be enough that the information be made available, that that warnings be issued, that labeling be done properly, and let consumers make their choices? Many people, I suspect, make the choice today not to use pesticides on their gardens and lawns.
Yeah, and we respect that there are some who do not want to use them, but for those people who do want to protect their lawns and their gardens and their trees, should have the right to use Health Canada registered and approved products when necessary.
But the other side of that question would be, why is it so important to have a weed-free lawn?
Well, for some individuals, they do want to have that nice turf. There's lots of scientific rationale for having a good thatch in your lawn, whether it's the cooling effect, the conservation, the noise deadening. It's safer for your children to play on in sports fields. It makes a hard pan surface is not necessarily a safe surface to play on. So there's many people who do see that as a benefit to their property and to their family. And like I said, for those who do not wish to have that, then that's the right too.
Catherine Seeley?
You do not need to use chemical pesticides on your lawn and garden to have a nice lawn. In 1993, the town of Hudson's, Quebec, took this adopted a pesticide bylaw, which ultimately went all the way to the Supreme Court of Canada. And the Supreme Court of Canada said that municipalities have the right to adopt pesticide bylaws on private lands and on municipal lands. And since then, the lawns and gardens are blossoming in Hudson's, Quebec, as well as 28 other municipalities around BC have found that pesticides do not prevent a lawn from growing nicely. Port Moody has been pesticide-free on its lawns and gardens in the city for 20 years, and their lawns and gardens are growing just fine, and as well the city of Grand Forks. I appreciate what Mr. Hepworth has said about the Pesticide Management Regulatory Agency. However, those studies come from industry. They're old. They're based on studies that are done on rats. They don't look at all the chemicals and combinations. They simply look at the active ingredient. And it just reminds me of back in the 60s when industry said to the tobacco, to the Health Canada and the doctors that were saying there's some instances or some occasions where tobacco is causing cancer, and everyone said, oh, isn't that junk science? And now we know, of course, it took 30 years to start banning smoking in public places, and we now know no longer is it junk science. How much more evidence do we need? Not much, I say, and it's time for the BC government to now pass legislation.
I have to take a break. When I come back, I welcome your calls, questions, comments, 604-280-9898. Would you support a ban on pesticides for lawns and gardens? Back after a break with your calls.
Today at 12:30, CKNW presents The Christy Clark Show.
On today's Christy Clark Show, car crashes are the number one killer of young people aged 13 to 25 here in BC. And one in five new drivers are involved in a crash within the first 2 years of driving. Tune in as our parenting expert Paul McClellan shares his advice for your team.
The Christy Clark Show, today at 12:30 on CKNW News Talk 980.